Insects. Do you think they were on the ark?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of a free booklet on Noah's flood and Noah's ark. Well, Ken, that's a question I've even thought about. How did the insects survive Noah's flood? In fact, did they even need to be on the ark?
Well, personally, I don't believe insects were on board. You see, I don't think they're classified in the Bible as having the breath of life, as vertebrates are. So I don't believe two of every kind of insect had to board the ark. But if insects didn't have to be on the ark, how then would they have survived a global flood? Well, first of all, some insects would obviously be on the ark. They would have been carried in by other animals and also in materials carried on board. But I believe most insects survived outside the ark. When the flood occurred, there would have been massive quantities of plants, including large trees, floating on the surface of the waters. A lot of insects could have lived on such floating log mats. As well as adult forms, insects could have also survived as eggs, larvae, and pupae. I have no doubt all these forms could survive in various ways during the flood. You see, there are simple answers.
Did the dinosaurs die out during the flood? Were some of them on the ark? For the answers, read Ken Ham's fascinating booklet on the flood and ark of Noah. It's free by logging on to our website, answersradio.com. In fact, you'll be built up in your faith when you go to answersradio.com and print out some of the booklets and share them with your unsaved family and friends. answersradio.com.